Paula Pala specifically is dealing with, and how it will be impacting President Cyril Ramaphosa's reputation as well. Now, is the South African education system outdated? Recent statistics show that little over a third of grade fives have basic maths knowledge, and more than half of grade ones don't know the letters of the alphabet after a year at school. A recent study by the Center for Development and Enterprise found that South Africa's education system is worse than that of Kenya and Tanzania, which have a GDP per capita of less than one-fifth of South Africa. And these statistics suggest that the current education system might need reforming. We're joined now by the head of research at the Center for Development and Enterprise, that's Stefan Schirmer. Hello and welcome to Radio 786.
Thank you, Khadija. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. Stefan, I know they're having a lot of concerns as well around just general literacy levels within South Africa, but we have seen there has been an attempt, at least from the education department, to focus on that in the foundation phase. Is it enough, though?
No, unfortunately, it's not enough. You're right. There have been some initiatives. A lot of them have been driven by private sector academics, and they've worked in collaboration with the department, and the department must be, you know, recommended for supporting these initiatives. But these have been small in scale. You know, they haven't really made a dent in the problem, and it's going to be really difficult to take them up to scale to make them generalizable. They're incredibly expensive and difficult to implement. So our position, you know, is that fundamental reforms are required. You know, we need to change the way the system works. I mean, the statistics you were quoting just now, showing that, you know, we are, you know, according to the leading education in the world, the worst underperformer in the world. That's what the World Bank data shows. It shows that there's something fundamentally wrong. You know, the system, in the way that it should, adding more things to it isn't going to make the fundamental difference we need. It's what a professor said, is like air into a tire with a hole in it. You know, you have to fix the hole and then add the air. You know, there are big problems with the way the education system works that need to be tackled. And until those are tackled, we're not going to see the big improvements that we need to get bottom of most international testing tables.
Yeah, and I think when we look at, as you said, there's not really a focus on the basics, and I think perhaps our Department of Education may have been more focused on showing that they are doing work rather than focusing on the quality of education that is actually being pushed out.
Yes, and we think this is a big problem. This is why we calling it the silent crisis, you know, because we talk a lot about the matric results. Those don't tell you anything about the quality of education. We talk a lot about infrastructure. These are big issues. They're not unimportant, but they're not really going to fix the quality problem in our schools, you know. Mm. And it's not just government that ignores us. You know, we don't have enough push from the rest of society, from parents in particular, demanding improvement, you know. And part of the problem is that parents aren't really getting informed about how bad the situation is.
Yeah. What are you thinking when you say, when it comes down to parents themselves, are they not themselves aware that perhaps my child isn't able to engage with reading, for example, or just a common kind of literacy when it comes to even watching TV or engaging with the devices, that they aren't, you know, at the similar level or at the level that they should be at?
Yes. No, you know, it's difficult to know what parents know and don't know. And there have been some surveys that show quite disturbing results, where they seem to suggest that parents think everything's fine, you know, the majority of parents. I'm not 100% convinced. I have engaged with a lot of parents in my time in some of the sort of poorer areas of the country. And one gets a sense that they do know that there's bad schools and good schools in their area, and that, you know, there's ways to get schools that are maybe further away, you know, and that's one of the strategies that they use. But there's not enough, you know, when we had the ANNA, the Annual National Assessment, right, which actually showed you how schools were performing, and you know, the results were absolutely shocking, that started getting the conversation going, you know, and we need that kind of information. It won't by itself solve the problem, but we need to be much more open and transparent and have, you know, most countries have got these kinds of tests to show you what's going on. Mm-hmm. We had them and we shut them down, which is a really, really bad idea.
Yeah. Just what is the way forward then? Of course, we're talking about what the failures are when it comes to the basic education department. But if you also look then at the quality of teachers that we're having in our schools, and we often hear that they're just not able to convey the lesson or get children excited about reading or mathematics, for an example, at that very basic level, that we now sit with that problem when the children just aren't engaged later in life.
Look, it's a big challenge, you know, but it can be done. And we've studied a lot of countries that have very similar situations to ours that managed to turn the situation around, you know. Mm. And the first step is to embrace the need for what we call system-wide reform, you know. So we need to tackle the problems, the fundamental problems, and we need to tackle, you know, all the big ones. That includes the problems of teacher training. You know, teachers need to be trained. We need a higher quality of graduates coming into the teaching program, and we should be testing teachers much more to see how well or how badly they're doing, and then give them much more support. You know, all of that, of course, requires a much more efficient bureaucracy if we're gonna get teachers that support. So, you know, making the system more accountable, getting rid of the really, really bad problems of what we call state capture, where SATU is effectively in charge of large chunks of the education system, and corruption. You know, corruption has been found to be endemic across the system. And this was found in 2016. Nothing's been done about it. The most recent reports from Corruption Watch show that it's still a massive issue. And if you've got people getting rewarded in corrupt ways or getting appointed because they paid the right money to the right person, you know, you're not going to get a system that... We have to tackle these fundamental problems, and we need the right team at the top of the education system to push for that reform. That's absolutely critical from all the success stories, you know, that you have pro-reform people push with the support of the president. And then you need demand from below. You need people saying, you know, we need to be better, demanding that this becomes like a big issue in the elections. You know, often that has been a catalyst in many cases. Get government to take this more seriously and start doing the right things.
Yeah. Stephen Sherman, thank you so much for your insights this afternoon. He's the head of research at the Center for Development and Enterprise, and looking at what the state of our education is in South Africa, and looking at just the level of basic literacy and reading for meaning within lower grades, the basic in the foundation phase of children schooling career. And it is quite concerning that so many of them can't read for meaning, and grade ones don't know the letters of the alphabet after a year at school. So they're calling for an overhaul of the education system from the all over. So looking at methods of teaching, for an example, getting teachers more excited and more equipped to convey those lessons in an exciting way so that children are more engaged, so that they get the basics right, so to put them in a better stead as they continue their education. And I suppose also you see the impact that it does have when people, even in general communication, if they don't have that kind of engagement, it leaves room also for a lot of misunderstanding because people aren't able to express themselves better. So these are some of the concerns also that arise from not having a good education foundation. This is On the Agenda, 100.4 FM.
I am Dr. Zahir Munda, specialist orthopedic surgeon based at Melamed Takai and Melamed Gatesville Hospitals at Ossian Orthopedic.